Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Let's visit with our friend, Dr. Jeffrey Copen. He is the chief medical officer at Northwestern Medicine's Lake Forest Hospital. They sponsor this conversation. Welcome back, doctor.
Thank you, John. I agree. That is a pretty good joke. What's the problem?
Yeah. Tell my mom. So, yeah. Hey, listen, a friend of mine went to the Democratic National Convention, came back and has COVID. I guess if you put 25,000 people in a building, the chance that somebody's going to have it and somebody else is going to get it is almost a sure thing, right?
Yeah, it's COVID's everywhere right now. If you're going to be with a group of people, there's a chance you're going to get it. Thankfully, for the vast majority of us, and I suspect for your friend, it was a cold, maybe a bad cold, and your friend is fine. But there's a lot of COVID that's around, John. We all know that from our own experiences, right?
Do you think that every single man, woman, and child, say everybody over the age of five, has either had COVID or has been inoculated against COVID?
Yeah, it's a very rare person as of today who's not had COVID. There's people who are convinced they didn't have it. Many of them actually did. They just had a mild case and it didn't cause much distress. But most of us by now, after more than 4 years since the pandemic first hit in March of 2020, many of us have had COVID more than once, right? I mean, we all know people who've had it four, maybe even five times.
Right. I was going to ask you, I wonder what the record is out there. Some people just seem to be more snake bit than others. There was a story, I think, in the Journal today, the Wall Street Journal, that said something like 15 million people have long COVID and that they ain't done with that every day. That's still out there too, isn't it?
Yeah, there are people who still have long COVID. I mean, COVID, as we say, I think every week now, John, COVID's not done with us. We might be done with it, but it's not done with us. It's still out there. It's just another respiratory virus that it's going to be with us now. And we're just going to have to get used to it. This long COVID thing persists. And there are people even today who are getting long COVID after they get a COVID infection. Thankfully, those numbers seem to be down from what they were a couple of years ago, but that still is a possibility, which leads to an important point. We know that people who receive vaccine to COVID have a lesser risk of developing long COVID than somebody who does not receive the vaccine. So I would just add that to our list of why I recommend that pretty much everybody get the COVID vaccine.
Yeah, no kidding. Although we don't have long flu. We don't seem to have long cold. You know, if it's a coronavirus, it just seems to me like that's the difference, where we treat it like, it's the cold, it's the flu now, as do I. But wouldn't you say the difference is these lingering effects? I don't know anybody that still suffers from a bout of the flu they got 4 years ago, but we do know people that still don't have taste or have brain fog and things like that.
That's true, but there's still people, John, who have what we call a post-viral syndrome from viral infections like influenza, the seasonal influenza. So that happens. I suspect, though, what we're living with right now, since the COVID virus did not exist as a problem for humans until late 2019, early 2020, the virus is still evolving, and our immune systems, the human immune systems, are still evolving to the virus. I think we're going to see post-viral syndrome of various kinds. And post-viral syndrome, simply is what happens to a person after they have a viral infection. It's possible to have various symptoms that persist for days, weeks, months following simple viral infections. Certain common colds can do it. I already mentioned influenza. So I think, John, because COVID is still new historically for human beings, our bodies are adapting to it. Our immune systems are learning how to live with it. I think that's why we're seeing more long COVID as a post-viral syndrome than we see with the other viruses, which have been around among us humans for so many more years.
Well, should kids get the COVID vaccine? I mean, that was a big deal about what age, and we kept lowering the threshold. What would you say to people with small children?
Yeah, particularly the little ones should be getting it. The recommendation is everybody should get the COVID vaccine, and that would include children. Now we can get into the, you know, the whole question, how important is it? Well, we know kids can get sick from the virus too. There's actually long COVID among children. Doesn't seem to occur as frequently as it does in adults, but that too can happen. So the recommendation from CDC is pretty much everybody who's not allergic to the vaccine should get the vaccine. But what I want to stress, as usual, John, is older folks, particularly over 75, anybody who's got chronic illnesses, if you have heart disease, diabetes, liver issues, kidney issues, certainly if you have a problem with your immunological system, please get the COVID vaccine. This is really important. We have enough experience to be able to state unequivocally that an individual who has those problems, or any of those problems, who is not vaccinated, is at risk of getting really sick. And although we've gotten good in our hospitals taking care of people with COVID, I assure you, you don't want to be that sick with a COVID infection that was avoidable had you had the vaccine. And remember, it's not going to necessarily stop you from getting the COVID infection, but it's certainly going to keep you from getting sicker. You don't want to be in my hospital with us taking care of a really bad COVID infection. It's unpleasant. You want to avoid that.
Which leads to this question, I guess, in a way you've just answered it. Good afternoon, John and Doctor. My wife and I had COVID around August 1st. How long should we wait to get the new vaccine? We're 76 and 70.
Yeah, so if you just had a natural infection, you're good to go now for 3 to 4 months. So 3 to 4 months from now, that would be the time to get the new vaccine. Please don't get it right away. The vaccine won't do anything for you if you get it now, but wait 3 to 4 months and then get it.
What about, so Brenda and I are traveling with some listeners in a couple of weeks to Europe. Should we, I don't know, what do you say about getting vaccinated relative to that?
If you have not had a natural COVID infection within the last 3 to 4 months, and if you had not gotten a COVID booster during that period of time, if you're going to be traveling to Europe, you're going on vacation, you're going to be around a lot of people, I would recommend getting the COVID vaccine next week.
But will that be the new one, or will I wish that I had waited and got the new one?
No, this is the new one. The pharmacies and doctor's offices eventually, clinics, they're only going to have the new one. That's the one that's going to be available. So somebody who's traveling like you and Brenda are, John, I would really recommend starting next week, the pharmacies, I saw Walgreens announce that they're going to start giving people vaccination appointments as of September 6th. Sometime after that, I would definitely get vaccinated if I were you.
The good doctor just a moment ago said, we may be done with COVID, but it's not done with us. And while I did ask you a couple of questions before the break, I just wanted to mention this, doctor. Hey, John Williams, my whole family has COVID. That includes my year-old and four-month-old. So far, they've both had 103 fevers, but we're told by the pediatrician to treat it like the flu. The only symptom I have had is congestion. Any reaction to that, doctor?
This is typical. This is typical when a whole family gets COVID at the same time. I really feel for mom and dad having to take care of the two little ones who are, you know, sick like that when you, as the caregiver, have COVID as well. The kids are going to do fine, and their immune systems are designed to be able to handle this. I don't think you have anything to worry about. But, you know, any questions come up, listener, you know, make sure you talk to your kid's doctor just to make sure you get the right advice about what to do.
I have COVID right now, says another listener, and I can tell you it's more than just a bad cold. Fever, severe chills, major nasal congestion, headache, fatigue, weakness, cough. My ear is totally blocked. Paxlovid does help. Day four, and I'm finally turning the corner. Your reaction to that?
Yeah, so this sounds like a bad flu, right? This sounds like influenza, and a lot of people get that set of symptoms with a COVID infection. If you are older and you get COVID, if you have those chronic illnesses that we talked about and you get infected with COVID, definitely talk to your physician about getting Paxlovid. It does work. I agree with this listener. But if you're, if you're younger, you're healthy, you have mild symptoms, you don't necessarily have to take Paxlovid. But certainly folks that are at the higher risk, in the higher risk categories, please get them medication. It works. It's safe. You'll be better off if you do that.
What about this listener who's pregnant? Should she get a COVID shot as soon as possible?
Yes. Pregnancy is equivalent to an immunocompromised state, and the recommendation of the Obstetrics Association is that pregnant women should get the COVID shot.
What if you don't remember where you are in the sort of line of shots and vaccinations?
You can't hurt yourself. If you have a lot of antibodies floating around in your body from a natural COVID infection that either you forgot about or it was really mild, so you didn't even know about it, and you get the COVID shot, it's not going to be as effective as it would have been had you not had that recent infection. So if you're not sure and you really want to get the vaccine, go ahead and get it. That's all right. You're not going to hurt yourself.
What about Dr. Fauci getting West Nile? He's 83. Of all people, of all things, what did you think when you heard that news?
Yeah, it's called bad luck. I read that Dr. Fauci said that he thought he likely was bit by a mosquito.
Yeah.
That had the impertinence to fly into Dr. Fauci's backyard.
Yeah.
Dr. Fauci, who for many, many decades has been the leading infectious disease expert in the United States, it's certainly ironic that he was hospitalized with West Nile. Thankfully, he had a mild case. He is 83 years old. And he got out of the hospital. Most people with West Nile will experience the same kind of flu-like symptoms that we talk about all the time.
Right.
The vast majority of people with West Nile have a mild case, and they don't even know that they have it.
But there's no treatment for it or vaccine for it, right?
Correct. And it's not that common an infection. This is one of these infections where a mosquito goes and bites a bird that's infected with the virus. That's how the mosquito gets the virus. Of course, it doesn't cause the mosquito any problem. And then that same mosquito will then go bite Dr. Fauci, and that's how somebody gets West Nile virus.
And in the whole of the United States, 216 cases this year, and one of them happens to be him.
Right. So, figure 216 reported cases. Certainly there's many more.
Yeah.
And the Chicago area, we always, every summer, there will be at least a handful, if not more, cases of West Nile. But please, if you go outside, enjoy. Nobody should be frightened that Dr. Fauci had West Nile virus.
That from the Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine's Lake Forest Hospital, Dr. Jeffrey Copen. Thank you, Dr. Copen.
All right, everybody take care. Bye-bye.